Swimming has been temporarily suspended at the public beach at Queen City Lake after routine testing found slightly elevated levels of E. coli bacteria. The city of Lafayette says the closure is a precaution while officials work to determine the source, which is believed to be local wildlife gathering near the beach. Daily water testing will continue until the conditions are safe for swimming. The dock, boat ramp, and fishing areas remain open. City officials are also asking visitors not to feed the ducks to help reduce future water quality issues. Lafayette residents may notice changes in the time their trash is picked up over the next several weeks. The city says it's preparing to put a new sanitation truck into service in August and is adjusting collection routes to better serve the city's growing population. Collection days will stay the same, but pickup times may vary as crews fine-tune their new routes. Residents are also asked to continue placing their trash at the curb the night before their scheduled pickup day. That helps to avoid missed collections during this transition. Officials say the changes will improve service, especially in newer neighborhoods with narrower streets. The Walker County Animal Shelter is celebrating the success of the Bissell Pet Foundation's Empty the Shelter adoption event. Shelter says 52 dogs and cats found their forever homes during the campaign. While that's worth celebrating, many more pets are still waiting to be adopted. If you're considering adding a furry friend to your family, Walker County Animal Shelter is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. We've got more news coming up after this. Walker County's inmate litter crew has already removed more than 44,000 pounds of trash from county roads this year. During this month's Board of Commissioners meeting, Detention Officer Michael Green reported a four-inmate crew has collected 44,330 pounds of litter in 2026. Crews have picked up 130 tires, 8 mattresses, 10 couches or love seats, along with countless styrofoam cups dumped along roadsides. If the current pace continues, officials say the county could collect more than 88,000 pounds of roadside trash by the end of the year. County leaders are reminding residents to properly dispose of waste and report illegal dumping to help keep Walker County clean. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth on your home for the power bill payoff. Make sure you register today at the Bank of Lafayette, Pieslinger's in Rock Spring, and the Dairy Dip in Lafayette. Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.